follow-up for Irma James, JAMES, on January 22nd, 2013. So, 81-year-old woman with a history of a mild memory loss and a history of less than 50% proximal right internal carotid artery stenosis. Return for a follow-up period. She hasn't had any new TIA type symptoms, period. Her memory denies any worsening of her memory loss, period. Today she reports of restlessness and cramping in bilateral feet that usually occurs at night and is improved after patient walks a little, period. Her current medications are Adalat 60 milligrams a day, hydralazine, nitroglycerin, Lipitor every other day, propoxyphene, multivitamins, period. Stopped taking Serifolin due to cost, period. On exam, blood pressure 130 over 76, heart rate 78, well-developed, well-nourished woman, not in acute distress, alert and oriented, got 5 out of 5 on serial, 7 subtractions. Her cranial nerves are intact, speech is fluent, memory appears to be intact. Has unobtainable bilateral ankle jerks. Vibratory and temperature sensations in bilateral feet are intact. Gait is stable. Romberg is a negative assessment. Number one, mild memory loss, no apparent progression, period. Assessment number two, history of TIAs and less than 50% right internal carotid stenosis. Assessment number next, nighttime discomfort in the feet, period, restless leg syndrome versus peripheral neuropathy, period. This doesn't bother a patient very frequently, and she declined obtaining EMGs of lower extremities at this time, period. Will monitor and obtain EMGs in case of worsening, period. Start vitamin B complex and L-methylfolate supplement. Period. Continue vitamin D. Period. Follow up in 12 months. I need to get a PAC.